You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This song is El Son de la Negra. It's one of the most famous folk songs in Mexico. It's one of the many songs that can accompany baile folclórico, traditional dance. Down in San Jose, a group of LGBTQ dancers are expanding a tradition by adding their own stories in folclórico. Reporter Leslie Griffey met up with one of the group's founders to find out how.
Ready, five, first line, footwork and skirt work. Five, six, seven, go!
It's a hot evening in a San Jose studio where more than a dozen dancers move to the music. The troupe is warming up for its rehearsal of its first full-length show. The new piece, complete with original choreography, is called Tradition Without Borders. The show includes a performance by a dance troupe visiting from Mexico. Dancers spin around the floor. Some dance the male role, known as the boot. Stomping their feet with their hands on their hips, others twist big, bright skirts into the air, making the fabric twirl. The movements are the folk dances of Mexico. They differ from region to region. Here's Colibri's co-founder, Arturo Magaña.
We do everything exactly like any other traditional or non-traditional or contemporary folklorico dance company.
But the stories these dancers tell with their bodies are a little less traditional. Some of the dancers wearing skirts are men or people who identify as gender nonconforming.
It's not just because we can. It's because we are basically telling a story. You're going to see a coming out story, which is also a very, very beautiful piece. And it's all put together and curated through Mexican folklore.
This folklorico troupe tells LGBTQ stories through dance. Arturo's love of folklorico really begins in the United States 30 years ago. His family moved here when he was about 14. When he danced folklorico in Mexico, he wasn't a fan. But when he rediscovered it in San Jose, it felt like home. Folklorico is a term that covers traditional regional dance from throughout Mexico. In the early 1900s, it became popular as national pride swelled following the Mexican Revolution. Throughout the years, folklorico incorporated influences from a variety of cultures, like European and African dance. In San Jose, Arturo worked and studied so hard that soon he joined a professional troupe.
I remember being so excited. I mean, I couldn't have enough time in a day to dance. It was such a feeling of accomplishment.
But something was still missing. Arturo performed pieces from all over Mexico, from passionate Norte pieces to difficult Jalisco dances. But every time, he danced with a woman, as is traditional. But that's not what Arturo wanted.
In dance, I was never given the opportunity to represent myself as who exactly I was, which is ironic because I was representing an entire country. But as I grew older, I thought, you know, my story is just as important as a heteroconforming story.
So about 3 years ago, a friend convinced Arturo that he should tell his own story through folklorico, not the heteronormative story. He should dance his experiences.
Nowadays, with the gay movement, with the equal rights, gay marriage and everything, it was the perfect timing.
But just because the timing was right didn't mean it was easy.
This person from Mexico actually went onto our page and said that we should be sanctioned, that what we were doing was an insult to our country.
Despite resistance, Arturo knew this was something he needed to do for himself and for his community. Dancing out, as Arturo puts it, wasn't something he had seen before.
I remember thinking, like, what are my colleagues in folklorico going to think? It was scary because, you know, you never know if people are going to insult you.
Arturo tapped into his network of friends. He put word out on social media. And through that, dancers of all levels of experience began to show up at rehearsals. For a while, Colibri was careful about where they performed. Just Arturo and a few friends dancing in front of gay-friendly audiences at community centers and pride events. About a year ago, Arturo and another dancer decided to step in front of their other community, the dance community.
This was the very first performance that I was going to step in front of just the general community, not a gay event or any of that. And we were going to dance just the two of us. We were going to do a solo, a Norte solo, and, you know. And I remember the song started, and we didn't even want to touch hands. And we started dancing. And it was very timid, and Norte is a very strong region. And I remember the both of us looking at each other and thinking like, oh my God, what are we doing? This is really scary. And as we continue dancing, then I heard the kids like clapping for us and saying, hey, 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 and giving us a lot of excitement, egging us on. And in that second, everything changed. It was almost like pushing us out of the closet and saying, look, people are here to receive you. All the fear that we had was really inside of us.
Let's go ahead and get ready to run the show, starting...
Back at the studio, there's a lot to do to prepare for the performance. The troupe is in hour two of rehearsal, turning, spinning, and stomping before the mirrored wall. During the day, these dancers are doctors, teachers, and more. But once they come in the door, each person becomes a colibri, Spanish for hummingbird.
And we're depicting our stories because they matter.
Through their dance, Ensemble Folklorico Colibri hopes to add a new story to a beautiful tradition. In San Jose, I'm Leslie Griffey for Cross Currents.